Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Prayer is primarily the work of God in the hearts of His children. Paul said, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." He also described true prayer in this fashion: "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." This is that prayer which is heard by him, as John said. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Prayer is not a power in the hearts of men to change the will of God, but is rather the means whereby God is pleased to make his children conformable to his will by the work of his Spirit in them. Paul said that he had learned to be content in whatsoever state he was in. The way that he learned that lesson was in the place of prayer, as the Spirit of God wrought in him the language of a son crying out in dependence upon his Father. The modern evangelist magicians tell us that it is well within the power of men to be healed if they can only prevail in prayer and claim their healing. Yet Paul said, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." This is the very scenario of which the proverb speaks. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The authority that is his name of God is the very hope of the sons of God. That the true and living God rules and reigns in the heavens and the earth, and cannot be turned aside nor questioned in anything which he chooses to do. All of the hopes of the sons of God are based on his unchangeable nature, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. He is their deliverer. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He is our champion who has fought for us and has prevailed against all of our enemies. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. He is their shelter. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Indeed, the Lord's our rock. In him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. As the Lord hid Moses in a cliff of the rock, so he has hid us in the rock of our salvation, even Jesus Christ the righteous. He is their fortress and refuge. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war, and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. God's little children are compelled to flee to him, for they know of his strength and certain victory, and have no confidence in their own power, righteousness, or religion. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. He is their watchman. The walls of the fortress had towers built upon it, from which the eyes of the watchman could see the approaching enemy before those upon the walls. Even so, the Lord does watch over his flock like the good shepherd which he is. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The conditionalist would teach us that man must act righteously in order to enjoy the blessings of God. But the sons of God rest in their head, Jesus Christ the righteous. It is because he sees them as righteous that they are thus called righteous, and made to be those who the proverb describes by saying, "The righteous runneth into it and is safe." As Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life."
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.